we didn't go today to Belfast, as we weren't sure what was going to happen. We thought we were going to get a letdown, or as the coroner said, it would take to maybe next year, after next year, year 15. But he told us, or was told today, that it's beginning on April next year, so that gives us very much confidence, and we're still shocked, you know what I mean, Nick?
And Kathleen, it has been letdown after letdown, hasn't it? As much as the whole family having to deal with this loss, but also being frustrated at every turn, it seemed, through the whole legal process.
Yeah, it's been a long stroll, but eventually we're getting near enough getting justice for Ireland. We know we're not quite get justice to Ireland's remains. Come back, we hope, and appeal to Bob Howard that he has got a full year now to give up the remains of Ireland and let us know where she is. And we'll appeal to anyone out there that knows anything about the 13th of August in 1994. Please come forward, as it will be a vital clue to us, as we know that it's a long, long time, but we will be thankful if anybody knew anything. Please come forward.
Robert Howard may give evidence at this inquest via a video link from his prison. It's an opportunity for him to, as you would see, come clean.
Yeah, well, it's up to the coroner's decision now. On the 12th of April, we go back for another preliminary hearing. It's up to him to decide, or to have him in personal, or have him through video link. But we would like him in personal to tell us what he done with Ireland's remains.
And finally, it would be very advantageous for at least some members of the family if this inquest was held close to your home.
Yeah, Ireland is from Tyrone, and we do not want to go up to Belfast. Brings too many bad memories. As we went through 2005, the not guilty verdict, which we do not blame the jury in no manner of way. What's a new law came in that April, that anybody with a bad charger, like Howard, his background was supposed to be read out to the jury, which was not read in our case. We just appeal for anyone out there, please, anything at all, phone someone, let someone know. We will be very appreciated, and we'd like to thank our solicitors, Des Doherty and Co., and our barrister,